This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال المصنف رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه رياض الصالحين في باب فضل الله في باب فضل ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى والحث عليه. يحيى بن شرف النووي says in his book entitled The Gardens of the Righteous in the chapter of The Virtue of Remembering Allah سبحانه وتعالى encouraging one to do so. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من سبح الله في دبر كل صلاة 33 وحمد الله 33 وكبر الله 33 وقال تمام المئة لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير غفرت خطاياه وإن كانت مثل زبد البحر. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who recites after every prayer, Subhanallah, Allah is free from imperfection, 33 times, Alhamdulillah, praise to Allah, 33 times, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, 33 times, and completes the hundred, with La ilaha illallah, وَحْدُهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, which translates to mean, there is no true God except Allah. He is one and he has no partner with him. He is the sovereignty and his is the praise. And he is omnipotent. Will have all of his sins pardoned even if they may be as large as the foam on the surface of the sea. Now this hadith again is what they call fada'il. Fada'il means the virtuous actions. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will mention something for you to say or something that you may do, and then he will compare it to something that we may not even think about. It may be something that we know from this world of the tangible objects, person, people, places, and things, but he'll compare it to show the profundity of it, to show how enormous it is, how great it is. But when we think of the foam of the sea, let's go through this exercise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, firstly, whoever says these three things, which are Subhanallah, and what's the second? Alhamdulillah, and what's the third? Allahu Akbar. So we say that when you, after Salah, you see, Subhanallah, 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 Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned two ways that he used to do it. He used to do it with his finger touching the middle of his palm, like Subhanallah, 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 or he would do Subhanallah, 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 Subhanallah. So each section of his finger would be three. So Subhanallah, 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 do it 10 times, right? And Alhamdulillah and Allahu Akbar. Which brings us to an important point. In these aspects of worship that have numbers, it has to be substantiated with proof. So if I say, wallah, if you come in the masjid and you say, Uhibbullah, Uhibbullah, Uhibbullah. I come in the masjid, I love Allah, I love Allah, I love Allah. If you say this 13 times, your sins will be forgiven. Can we do this in Islam? If there's no hadith, if I just feel it, man. I come in the masjid, I said it 13 times, wallahi, somebody, I was looking for a job for 6 months. I came in the masjid, I just love Allah, and I came and I say, Alhamdulillah, Uhibbullah, Uhibbullah, Uhibbullah. And I stopped at 13. I don't know what made me stop at 13, Sheikh, but I stopped at 13. I left home, I went home, I got the phone call for the job that I've been trying to get for 6 months. This has to be some virtue in it. What do y'all say? Is it okay for me to relate this to people? Bidah, Sheikh?
Any worship must be according to the
Quran. Oh, he's giving fatwa. Just give me 1 second, Sheikh. He's giving fatwa. Go ahead. What were we saying? Sheikh, I'm sorry.
I think it's a bidah, innovation. If it's not from Prophet, then it's an innovation.
Okay. He's saying it's a bidah, an innovation. Sheikh?
Kun takul shay. Anything, it is ibadah.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of ibadah. And any kind of ibadah must be according the Quran or the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad.
If it is not?
If it is not, it is not if it is fadila,
virtuous action.
But it is not according adad.
Number.
Number.
Right. So they're both correct. He said it's bid'ah, and bid'ah means innovation. Now the street light outside is a bid'ah. It is a bid'ah. It's an innovation. Was it there during the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Huh? At that time they had lights? Okay. Why aren't we driving camels, Yanni? Some of your cars have camel power, not horsepower. So. Right. These are all bid'ah. It's bid'ah. It's linguistic meaning of bid'ah. It's innovation. And if the Muslim comes with this type of innovation, this is a great contribution to humanity. Because you are making it easy upon society and the people. Linguistic form of bid'ah linguistically means to be innovative. But when it comes to the religion, it comes to the technical form of the religion, that's where it's a problem. That's where that light that is, it's a red light. It's red light. It's red light. Why is this important to know? Why is this impermissible to be innovative in actions of worship? Why? The religion is complete, and it was complete when? With who? Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if I come in 13 times and say, Uhibbullah, 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 the first reaction for the Muslim that hears that should say or think or feel what?
That it is worship from Allah, from Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
You should ask, is that something that?
No.
No, no, you should ask the question, is that something that what? Did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do it? If he didn't, brothers and sisters, by default, we reject it. And that's a hadith the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ said, every innovation is dalala. We say that in Khutbat al-Hajjah. Right? Every innovation, the religious innovation, is dalala. It is a form of misguidance. Whenever you come with any type of worship, you say that this is, I want to get close to Allah via this action. It is as though we're saying the Prophet sallallahu, it's an indirect implication that the Prophet sallallahu didn't come with something that the religion was not what? Perfect, not complete, to where I have to come with this and that will help complete the religion for me. La. We say everything that the Prophet sallallahu came in regards to how to worship Allah is complete. We don't need anything else. There is no room for innovation. And one scholar says, subhanAllah, for every bid'ah, turik hujrat sunnah. If there's some bid'ah that someone comes with, best to believe that there is some sunnah that has been neglected or rejected. So that is why when we're talking about particularly numbers, in numbers here, 33, which leads us to another point. 33, where does 33 come from? Why 33?
Because Prophet Muhammad said that.
Ta'ala, al mantaqi fi. Yani, leish 33, leish mo, 13, yani. ليش ليه 13؟
لأنها ثلث
والثلث كثير؟
ثلث التسبيح.
نعم لماذا 33؟ Why 33 though? Why do we pray five times a day and not seven? There's seven heavens, يعني. It makes total sense. Seven heavens, seven prayers. 7 days a week, شوف. Right? Makes total sense. Sah Hamza? Makes total sense. Huh? One for each day, one jannah, yani one soul, one ish. So why 33?
Allah needs that. Wants that.
Allah wants that, but is there any yani al aqli and limadha 33?
One third, three third, 99. Make it 100. I don't think we've been given that knowledge, right?
Exactly. We don't know. It's a trick. It's a halal trick, yani. We don't know why. I have no... If somebody asks me, a non-Muslim asks me, 33, if you find out why there's 33, I'll become a Muslim. I'll say, you know what? You're going to wait for it for a while. Don't hold your breath. Because I don't know why. And you know what? I'm okay with that. Because you know why? The one that received revelation told me that. And revelation means it came from who? Which ultimately means when we do 33, 33, 33, that's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simple. I don't know why we pray five times a day. I don't know why my eyes are here and not here, and I can't see, look at you like this. I don't know why. Why did Allah put them here? Why am Allah? I don't know why. Subhanal Khaliq. Allah chose it that way, and I'm totally fine with that. That's why the most important thing for the human being is to believe in Allah's presence and His names and attributes. The most important thing to when any type of legislation comes, they know that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they say, Sami'na, I hear and I obey. It is not a condition for the Muslim to know the reason behind an action of worship. Yani, the scholars call this illa. There's no, you do not have to know why Allah legislated this. That is not upon you to know. And that is the meaning of Islam. Islam means submission and surrender. Not surrender that is conditional upon knowledge of that. No. It is submission and surrender. So 33. We accept it, we take it because it's an authentic hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, and that's it. That's it. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, huh? No. No, so here at the Prophet ﷺ, he mentions at the very end, he says, whoever says the statement, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamdu wa ala kulli shay'in qadir, who says that, it'll be more, as the Prophet ﷺ said, than we'll have his sins pardoned even if they be maybe as large as the foam on the surface of the sea. So firstly, he's showing the virtue of this action, the foam of the surface on the sea. And the surface of the sea, subhanAllah, we can't even think about it. It's endless, subhanAllah. And number two, he tied it to forgiveness from the sins. You say this after when? When do you say this again? You just finished praying. And then what do you say? Astaghfirullah. Allahumma anta salam wa minkas. Another hadith. Then you say this, so you receive forgiveness upon forgiveness, which leads us to a very important point of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanting guidance for the human being. Allah wants guidance for us. We go through so many things, we make so many mistakes, but Allah gives us so many opportunities to be better. This is why someone that doesn't pray is very detrimental for their soul. It's not just the prayer in and of itself. These virtuous actions, going to the masjid, making wudu. You realize when going to the masjid, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about every step when a woman goes to the masjid? One sin is taken away and one good deed is added. What do you say about making the wudu? For the drips that fall off of your limbs, your sins of each sin is forgiven. You realize he associates actions before the prayer and after the prayer with forgiveness. Don't think about just within the prayer. When you're preparing for the prayer, and then after the prayer. Five times a day. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he asked the question, if there was a river in front of the door of your house and you were to wash in it five times a day, would there be any dirt on you? He says, no. He said, this is the five prayers. Each prayer, he relinquishes the sins from before it. So when we hear this hadith, we understand this adhkar, but next time when we say it, inshallah, tomorrow after Fajr, you know, inshallah, think of this. Think of this and think of the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While you're saying it, think of what you thought in the salah that was ghafla, that was negligence, and ask for the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also remembering the difference between subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and la hawla la ilaha illallah. Just the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His oneness, and that is the reason why we are Muslims. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings and make us of those that remember His greatness and His oneness and His magnificence and His honor and the honor for the one that believes in all of these beautiful names and attributes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our sins to where our du'as are accepted when we call on Him, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Aghfir lana dhunubana, Ya Rabbil Alameen. اغفر لإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان يا رب العالمين يا الغفور يا النصير انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة يا رب العالمين واحمهم يا رب العالمين وارحم موتانا يا رب العالمين واشف مرضانا يا رب العالمين واغفر لنا من ذنوبنا وزدنا علما وعملا يا العزيز يا القوي يا المتين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا المتكبر وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نعم.